The town is Mount Sterling, Iowa. Sterling, the dictionary tells us, means of the highest quality. And Mount Sterling's mayor, as so many have reported, wants to enact an ordinance mandating the highest quality of person, the highest quality of speech. He wants to ban all fibbing in the town. The mayor told CBS that too many hunters boasted incorrectly about their prey, especially about wild turkey weight. Turkeys, really plump ones, weigh around 23 pounds, he told CBS. But wild turkey hunters in Mount Sterling have been boasting of 30-pound birds, and someone, namely Gamely, the mayor, has to stop them. There's a whisper-thin document that just might stand in the way of the mayor's attempts, however. It's called the Constitution and its promise of freedom of speech. And yes, language that broad, Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech, will encompass much of what we say and even Mr. Mayor telling a fib. It's likely that a court would find any prohibition against lying in Mount Sterling unconstitutional. Now, sure, there are types of speech that aren't protected by the First Amendment, fighting words, obscenity, but no one has ever, ever in a million years, Mr. Mayor, put stretching the truth into that category. If the Constitution won't blanket the speech, it's got to be really bad speech, and the government would have to come up with a really good reason to want to ban it, and an effort to clean up others' acts likely won't be enough. You can probably think of good reasons to ban lying in certain situations, times when a freedom of speech defense won't work, and each of those reasons has an especially strong government purpose behind it. You know, you take an oath to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth when you take the witness stand. But a ban on lying there, in an all-important place like a courtroom, has a compelling reason behind it. We don't want to send someone to prison or punish him in some other way as a society if the evidence against him is a bunch of lies. So we do our best to prevent that by forcing those testifying to tell the truth. And we punish those who lie on the stand and elsewhere sometimes. It's called perjury in the courtroom context and fraud, among other things, outside the courtroom. We send people to prison and fine them for lying to induce someone to, say, in a very confidential business transaction, send money to a certain bank manager in Nigeria holding a $25 million pot of money for a woman who died with no will and no heirs. And now if you just send your bank account number, we'll transfer 40% of the pot to you and out of corrupt government officials' hands. But it's not that sort of lying that the mayor of Mount Sterling wants to prohibit. It's the, sure, that dress looks fabulous on you, the, that wild turkey was the biggest one ever sort. And the mayor's got two problems along those lines. One, the Constitution. Two, the Iowa state motto, our liberties we prize and our rights we will maintain. I'm Amy Guida.